What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today because the Boss Man said so. Back on the Boss Man Show, we're promoting Atlanta. This is once again this month in the show. We got Lachelle, Miss Bombshell Williams with me from Indiana all the way down to Atlanta. I go to Indiana twice a year to see the Pacers play. That's about it. I leave fast as I can. But she came to the ATL from the up that way. How you doing, Lachelle? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. It's good to be here.
Let me ask you a question first off.
Okay.
What brought you from Indiana to Atlanta?
Just really a change of scenery. Nothing was keeping me there. You know, I wasn't in a relationship or, you know, I didn't have any ties or anything like that. So I came on. I came down here probably when I was about 20 years old and I visited and I just loved like everything about it. The Black people just flourishing here, yes. The nightlife. So much to do. I was like, yes. I'm moving here. And when I get it together, I'm gonna move here. And that's what I did. I put some plans in place and I moved here.
I feel like when I go to other towns with the Hawks and I'd be like, I want to get back home because this ain't it.
Yeah.
Because in Indianapolis, Memphis, OKC, Minnesota, Minneapolis, Utah, Denver, ain't what I need to be. I be bored out of my mind. So I know why you left.
Yeah. I think that if I wouldn't, I think moving here expanded my horizons.
Yes.
Like for real. I think on a bigger, just a bigger scale here. And so, yeah, I just like, even like if I was people like, would you ever move back? It's like, where would I live? What would I do? Where would I work? Huh?
The
answer to that is no.
I like being around my people.
Yeah.
That's why I like being around my people. Like, so, you know, I love my people. I'm African-centered first. I'm Black-centered first. That's why I like to be around. Mm-hmm. So,
being
here is, like you said, the nightlife. Now, what is your favorite spot to eat in town?
My favorite spot to eat? I never really thought about that. I love good lamb chops. And so the best lamb chops I've had have been at this place called Fin and Feathers. It's one on Edgewood. That one. They have really good. That's a place I like. That's one of my favorite spots, I guess.
I got to. You
know, good brunch, too.
Although
I have not been to that location for brunch, I've been to the other one for.
Gotcha.
But yeah, they have good food.
I like Mary Mac.
I've had Mary Mac before. I wasn't impressed.
I go to Mary Mac or Taco Mac. I know I'm cool with the Macs.
That's funny. I like Taco Mac too, though.
That chicken wrap be on point. Kind of eat healthier. The chicken wrap be on point at Taco Mac.
Taco Mac has like the best. Blue cheese. You know, people don't like blue cheese. They like ranch. I love
I'm a
blue
ranch
cheese.
Person.
Taco Mac has some good blue cheese. like some of the best I've had.
Yeah, like, you know what? I'm all Chick-fil-A and Waffle House out.
No, I love Chick-fil-A. I don't think I ever be Chick-fil-A out. Waffle House, man.
And varsity out, too. I'm through with the varsity. I'm varsity
I've out. I've only been to varsity once. So, yeah. Varsity, it wasn't nothing to write home about. It was just okay for me.
You know why I call varsity a souped up Taco Bell or Sonic? It runs right through you. Okay.
I have to agree. I have to agree with
it that. Just run right. Hey, yeah. What am I paying money for? Damn.
Right.
Crazy. Now I gotta ask you this though. This is something I want to ask you, but I know a lot of people in the medical field. You a nurse. So
I am.
How is that with this COVID stuff? How is that being trying to keep yourself safe, your family safe, not catching these patients and their families? How's that been for you over these past?
Okay, so I don't work on the front line, so to speak. Okay. I do pediatric home care. So I am in the patient's home. So it's just me and my patient.
Gotcha.
And maybe the parent, you know, or the sibling or whatever. But so I don't exactly work on the front line. You know, salute to all my nurses that do work on the front line. But yes, I do not work on the front line.
But hey,
that's what I do.
But even then, you know, I ain't gonna lie. It's some people's house I don't go to, bro. I'm like, man, y'all doing the most. Cause I got asthma, so I can't be playing fire. So I'm like, man, y'all doing the most. Like I'm down for the get down, but man, y'all doing the most, bro. I can't even come through and holler at you.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't have that issue. I pretty much have stuck with the same patients for, you know, for long periods of time. So yeah, I don't really have that problem.
But since you're doing it, mate, you're doing it well, like Elder Cliff said, doing it well. Keep doing what you're doing, because we need more nurses out here. I do know well, that much. You. It's a nurse shortage. I do know that. It's a nurse shortage.
Yes.
Do that, it's all very burnout rewarding. And craziness out going on out here.
Yes. It's very rewarding and takes a special person to be a nurse. So,
100%. Yes,
I'm grateful to be a blessing to others. That's something that I've always wanted to be. So,
no doubt. And you bless others with wigs, which your Miss Bombshell Styles, because we're in Atlanta.
And I do.
We're in Atlanta, mm-hmm. So we know. Now I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't do some no wig and no quick weave, and I don't know none of that crap is. Okay, I can't tell you what's what. Okay, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. All I know is it look okay or it don't. I have no idea what it specifically is. So, what got you into doing wigs? And you install them yourself, or do you make them on the mannequins yourself? How's that wig thing go for you?
Okay, so I am a licensed cosmetologist. I have been licensed since 2009. I was doing hair in the shop right out of hair school and moved to Atlanta, started doing weaves, and then eventually I just went to only wigs. So I do the wigs on my sewing machine. I am a self-taught wig maker. I didn't take any professional classes or anything like that. Of course, I've taken classes along the way to like brush up on my skills, of course. But as far as me learning the sewing machine, and that was all self-taught.
Now, let me ask you this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Self-taught doing the wigs. Like, tell me, how's that process go when you're self-taught? Like, you go like YouTube University, you just kind of play around with it and master the craft that way.
So I started out making wigs by hand, like, you know, with needle and thread and doing it by hand. And I was like, okay, it has to be a faster way. So then I saw, you know, some videos where people were doing it on a sewing machine. So, okay, maybe I could try that on the sewing machine. So I went and bought a sewing machine. I was going to take a class. I was going to take this class in Jacksonville, Florida. I was going to drive there, take the class. And then I thought about it. I'm like, okay, I got this sewing machine. Let me, you know, try to see if I can, you know, just teach myself. So I went on YouTube, watched some videos on even how to thread my machine. I didn't know anything about a sewing machine when I started. I had to get on YouTube and learn how to thread my machine and everything. So I went on YouTube, watched a couple of videos, made a couple of wigs, trial and error, got some constructive criticism for some customers. Well, it was family members at first. I started out with family members, got some constructive criticisms, and went from there. And then, like I said, eventually I took a class. And so that kind of, you know, brushed up on all the skills that I needed to brush up on. But yeah, as far as getting started, I taught myself.
Forgive my ignorance. Now, this is like a one-size-fit-all hat I got on. Like one-size-fit-all wigs, or you fit them to people's heads. Or how does that work?
So, I have my customers. So I offer a luxury wig experience. So the wig that you order is customized to fit your head. So I take my customers' measurements. I take the circumference of their head, like ear to ear measurements, front to nape, things of that nature. I take their measurements and I do the wig according to the measurements. So the wig is customized to their head. No two wigs are alike.
Yeah. So yes. Now this is, forgive my ignorance again because I'm stupid about this stuff. Now, what's the texture? This is like Polynesian or Malaysian. I know I hear all these different names out there. So is the texture the same thing kind of by what they choose, or was what you work with and go with it?
So the customer is, you know, they choose what texture they want. I typically deal with raw hair or virgin hair. So virgin hair is pretty much hair you get from like China. That's processed to have a texture. Raw hair is raw hair. It comes right off the head. It's treated and then it's, you know, sent over. So raw hair is a little bit more expensive. I try to offer my customers an affordable expense. Now with it, it's a luxury service, so it's not cheap, but I do feel like my wigs are a little bit more affordable than a lot of the wig makers out there. So I kind of stick with the virgin hair. If a customer wants raw hair, they can get the raw hair, but raw hair is more. But as far as like the textures, the customer picks the texture. And Brazilian, Malaysian, all those are marketing. We don't have to get into all of that, but
hey, I just know those are all marketing
terms, but
I'll be hearing them names, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'll be around certain people. Like, I don't know what the hell this is, but okay, it sounds good.
So really like the main textures are of course straight. Like a body wave. Body wave is kind of like what I have right now. And then you have like a deep wave or a deep curly. You have the curly, you know, the curly look. So those are like the main textures.
That's a wig.
You look, sir, you cannot ask a woman that. You cannot do this.
Hey, I'm ignorant to this stuff. I didn't know it was a wig.
Sir.
I did not know. I'm telling you.
That's the point.
I'm ignorant. I have no idea. I'm ignorant as hell. Okay.
For future references.
Hey, y'all see, I'm trying to learn as I go here. See, I'm learning as I go, people. See, I'm in a working progress.
Hey, it's okay. Look, I'm a walking billboard for my business. So yes, this is one of my units that I've made. This is actually raw Indian hair. Yes, this is a unit. And it's good that you didn't think it was a unit. That's the look we're going for. We do not do wiggy wigs, you know? If you want wiggy wigs.
No doubt. And I ain't gonna lie to you.
We don't do that.
It's somebody at the arena who I call wig. Her wig be shining like a mug. It be
Oh my gosh. That is not nice.
We call her wig because it be the same long black one.
You know what? I'm not fooling with you. Do it move. Look. I can't be chiming in. I'm about to do it move.
But look, it don't move. It just sits. It's the same way. Every game. It's pressed down and black and jetted.
Oh, with some sheen on it. Well, send her my way.
I gotta stop laughing first. I'll do that. I'm like, hey, I ain't gonna say her name, but I know. But yeah, I'm looking at her like, damn, your wig is shining.
Oh gosh, you do not say that. And do not ask her, is she wearing a wig? Please do not.
Well, that one I do know.
Don't do that.
That was confirmed by 4 or 5 people. That's a wig.
Oh, okay.
They all said, hell, so we call her wig.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Hey, she be on like, I don't know if you're in the house games anytime soon. She's slick, B, she on security guards.
You're going to describe her and she going to, what if she's watching? What she watches this? You can.
Hey, that's fine. I
don't want no part.
She does watch it. You know who you are. But
I am not chiming in with
off your. Air, I'm gonna get your number. Sir. Don't say hello. Hey, you want to get you a better one?
Hey, I got her. Whenever she's ready, I got her though. I got her.
If you go to the house games, you can make a lot of money at house games. I'm telling you.
I'm sure. I've never been to a hockey game.
You got to change that.
I have to check it out. I have to check it out.
Yeah, yeah, I changed that. Now, also, you got a boutique.
I do.
And obviously, when you have a boutique, it's good you wear your own clothes.
I do.
Because, okay, now this is something I know about personally. I know some people who have boutiques, can't wear their clothes they make.
Oh, well, I don't make the clothes. I just, you know, I buy them wholesale.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I know some people who have them, like, hell, you can't fit what you're selling. I'm petty sometimes.
Hey, you know what?
You petty sometimes, I know.
What works for them is what works for them. I am not chiming in on that. I am not.
They was like, can you do a commercial for me? How? Can you wear what you for me to promote?
I mean, look, I'm not chiming in on that.
I'm sorry for being petty sometimes. I got to tell you, Sheila, okay. I can be very petty sometimes.
Hey, this is no show.
that's the Joker in me. I'm sorry. I be throwing hot. Don't sit with me in church. Sit with me in church, you're going to be laughing the whole service. I'm clowning people who want to get record deals in the choir stadium, horrible suits they got from D&K and K&G.
Oh, my God. No.
High waters at the altar. I'm lighting them all up.
Oh, my God.
Lighting them all up. They going to get burnt on the real. Nah, but tell us about your boutique, though, and how you got started doing it, man.
So my boutique started in 2020. It started on a whim. A boutique. I never ever thought of being a boutique owner at all. It just kind of happened. I always say, like, I didn't choose this boutique life. It chose me. So pretty much I was on Instagram one day and I saw these matching biker sets that I thought were nice. And I was like, I want to sell those. I want to see. I like them. I want to try to sell them. So somebody told me, you know, where I could get them from. And they basically introduced me to the plug. And
Ramp on the plug twice. I see like flies.
So it was up from there. I started out with the biker set and it turned into a boutique. Next thing I know, I have a living room full of inventory that I'm selling. I'm taking pictures. I'm doing photo shoots. I'm taking my own pictures. I'm my own model. Oh my, it's just, everything just happened. I'm shipping packages. It's like it all just happened all at once. And Pretty Bomb Boutique is here. So yeah, it's been almost 2 years. It's almost 2 years of July. I think it's July the 22nd. Don't quote me on that. I should know my anniversary date.
You should know that. Like, I know mine.
It's July the 22nd or the 23rd. Don't quote me on that. But it's around that time.
It's going to be in July. It'll be 2 years in July. So yeah, you had your COVID business. I respect that. I was in COVID business. Yes. I respect that. Mm-hmm. Now, I got to ask, you know, I got a lot of chicks with plus size chicks. Do you got something for them?
Yeah, so I cater to the plus size community. I don't get a lot of pieces that are plus size. I get a few. The plus size clothing, I don't want to say it's a touchy subject. It's kind of a touchy subject because I don't consider myself plus size.
You're not.
And a lot of women, you know, that are in my audience are plus size. And you know, they kind of get on me like, oh, why don't you have stuff for us? Why don't you have stuff for us? I'm like, well, because I'm my model. And, you know, people tell me, oh, you should do this, you should do that. Well, right now, I'm the model. And
yes, because yes, you are your best promoter.
You know, right. So I kind of cater to women that, you know, are my size. So, you know, I'm going to leave it at that.
No, I get it. I understand that because, you know, I've had to have that talk offline with some people too. Mm-hmm. So I understand it very much.
Yeah. Now,
having no sizes are good, but you just can't, like, you know, you gotta wear what you can promote. That's what I was saying previously.
Exactly. My boutique is a reflection of me. It's an extension and reflection of me. So yes, it's going to be the things that I like and that I wear. You know, of course I'll get pieces that I might not care for, you know, I might not, you know, be crazy about. But all in all, it's about me and what I like and extension of me. So
No doubt. So if one of my listeners here who will see this and hear this later want to buy something from you, they hit you up on the gram. We got a website for them. And what's the turnaround time for them on that?
So you can visit the website. My website is shopprettybombboutique.com. That is shopprettybombboutique boutique. I ain't filling all that out. shopprettybombboutique.com. Okay. So that's the website. Shipping takes about 2 to 5 days, depending on where you are. If you are local, if you're like in Georgia, it might come the next day. But anywhere else, it might come maybe within the next 2 to 5 days. So yes, I ship and I also have local pickup. I'm located in Covington, Georgia.
I know where it is. I've been there a few times.
Yes, in
Yeah, I
the
know. I don't,
boonies.
these days I don't go past Conyers these days, but I used to go out. I used to go out to Mass in Georgia, believe it or not, way farther than you. To
Oh,
exit
wow.
113.
Okay, what? Yeah, that's far. That's
Yeah.
far because I'm like off at 90. I'm off at exit 90, so
Yeah,
that's
I
a
had to
long
go
distance.
some more miles to Mass in
Yeah.
Georgia.
Yeah, that's
I
far.
got family out there in the boonies. I was like, man, what y'all moved out here for?
Oh, and then for the wigs,
Yeah.
my wigs website is missbombshellstyles.com. That is MSBOMBCHELLE
Yeah, no
styles.com.
doubt. Now, I do have an idea for you since you are your own model. How about you become a model? Or you don't want to do that?
that's so funny that you say that. So I dibbled and dabbed in a little bit of modeling. I still, I wouldn't call myself a model, but I do model things. I take pictures, I pose. So, I have, I've okay, I guess I can say I'm kind of in that lane a little bit. I still wouldn't call myself a model. Just not just yet.
I got you. Yeah,
I do some modeling. I
I'm just saying,
definitely do modeling.
what better way to promote yourself than being a model?
This is
Now,
true. This is
some
true.
of these photographers are janky. I'm gonna stop there. But photographers be on some other stuff, brother. But y'all some sick dudes. Y'all some sick dudes.
That's
They be
funny.
on some other stuff.
Yeah, I've met some. But
They,
yeah, it's also some great ones out there. Some great,
hey, look,
some great ones
I
out
used to be
there
a
too.
manager of models, so I know, unfortunately. That was one of my previous careers. I was a manager of
Oh, okay.
models.
Oh, you just done a little bit of everything, huh?
Yeah, I was also, I've said this on my show before, I used to be a porn director too. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I bet that was an interesting work day.
Believe it, yes, it was. So,
I'm sure.
I got my start in media as a being a managing model and a porn director, ex-executive director of porn.
Whoa.
Yes, I
Oh,
like wrote the scenes out.
wow. Okay.
Yeah, I had to write the scenes, and I had to determine who would fit the scene. I was talent director
Interesting.
and writing the daggum script.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, that was like 04, 05, 06. When I retired from that game in 07. I retired. I said, I can't do this no more.
Okay, can't do that no more, huh? Okay.
I got me a radio job late at night from 2 to 6 in the morning. All that stopped. But being on the air that time of night, me, Truckers and Deers.
Right, that's it.
But it
But I'm sure
got.
you held it down. I'm sure you held it down
Man,
and you did your thing.
I was
I
clowning.
bet. I bet.
I was clowning at this. I said, hey, nobody listen to this show this time. I'm gonna be clowning. I'm gonna be pushing the line. I pushed the line. We had relationship talk. We talked about relationships and dating, life. That's how I got over. Just talking
That's
about regular
good. So you
stuff
have
and
people
going
call
every
into the show?
huh?
Have people call into the show?
Yeah, so tell me their problem and I'll try to solve them.
Oh, okay. So you was an
Like,
expert, huh?
yeah, unfortunately, I've heard it, every kind of scenario known to man.
I'm sure.
Known
Especially
to
that time of night.
boy, it was terrible, boy. Like, my man asked me, he said, yo, I gotta ask you a question. I'm like, what, bro? Like, when I remember the story, he's like, took a girl on a date to Steak and Shake and she broke up with me. What do you expect, my man? It ain't a date spot. That's not something to take
no,
a
that's date not. To.
It's Steak and Shake.
Right. No,
not on date one, my man. That's when you together. Mm-mm. You just want to.
Right. You want to go get something to eat real quick. I like Steak and Shake, by the way. Frisco melt me.
Yeah. So I had this kind of question like what? Then I had somebody tell me to someone to go on a date to a funeral. That's not a date. That's a horror story.
Are you serious?
Yes, I remember that phone call. Yes.
Wow. They wanted to get broke up with.
What?
How you gonna take me? Yeah.
Like, first day of the funeral?
We're gonna have dinner at the repast. That's our
What? So I'm having to solve these. I had to solve a problem of a baby daddy, baby mama issue of naming the child. Yes.
Oh wow, sounds like fun though. Sounds like fun. But I bet it was never a dull moment.
Never, but the fun thing about it was I never knew what I was gonna hear. So I had to answer on the spot with what I know. I couldn't have, I don't have time. I'm like, okay, let me hear this right. Okay, and break it down. I'm like, okay. You know, like I'm gonna tell another story too. I had a brother call in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he asked me about yo boss man, Baze Skippy. Man, it's this chick I like, and you know, I think we're not going the right direction. And can I tell you what she sent me? So they had an outing set up on the weekend, right? Just leave that right there. So on their Friday, she was like, "Hey, I'm having issues with my son, Baze Skippy." Then Friday night, say, "Hey. We need to, you know, postpone it. You know, it's heading to, right?" Then Saturday, they talk normally. It was cool. Then Sunday, she's like, "You're a nice guy, but I feel like I gotta focus on my son."
Mm.
I said, bruh, she was setting you up for that slow ghosting.
That's right, how that was.
I said, look, when I ever see someone out here like, oh, I'm having the day for two or four or something. Look, this save me the time. I know this is here too.
Right.
Like, don't even try to soften the bloke. I really don't care because I'm whatever. But
exactly.
But yeah, I'm like, bruh, like you gotta. So yeah, he was like, but I said, no, that she was letting me down easily, my man. That wasn't no real. That was right. Easy.
Dang, homie.
So that's what I had to solve on the air.
Gotcha.
But now I work until 6 in the morning. But it was fun. I still do it every now and then.
It sounded like it was fun.
So yeah, so I've heard every scenario known to man in the relationships. I know what I've heard and how to solve them. And then also I have a minor in psychology. So I know how about the mind. So I'm like, it's right in my wheelhouse. I can help you fools.
Right.
Listen to my show this time of night. I can help y'all dummies out. Every night I'm getting these kind of calls now.
Well,
I'm having to break these things down.
you was doing what you was called to do.
I'm trying to help the masses as much as I can. So before we go, Shell, tell the people how to follow you on the gram and Facebook, all that kind of stuff, so you can get up with you.
Okay, so on Instagram you can find me at Pretty Bomb Boutique _. That is the boutique page, of course. And then my hair page is Miss Bombshell Styles. Shell is spelled C-H-E-L-L-E. Facebook is Miss Bombshell. That is just the hair page. And then the boutique page is Pretty Bomb Boutique _. Is it _ on Facebook too? I think it's _ on Facebook too. Pretty Mom Boutique _.
Okay.
I think so. And if you want to follow my personal page, well, it's really not, nah, it's not really personal.
Don't tell them
that. But it's just not a business page.
Don't tell them that. You don't want that. Don't tell them
that. Okay. Okay. So
there's some thirst buckets in my audience. Don't do that.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that to myself.
I'm telling you, I'm saving you for what's up about your DM? She's weird. I'm sorry.
Look, okay.
I'm sorry. So hey. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
My lips are sealed.
Sorry, thirst buckets. I ruined you in the game. Ha ha ha.
Oh, yeah, you are funny. You are funny. But yes, those are the pages, Pretty Bomb Boutique _ and Miss Bombshell Styles.
No doubt, folks. This is LaShelle with me on the Boss Man Show, Miss Bombshell herself, Indiana to Atlanta, getting it done. Folks, check hey. Out. We out. What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get it, bet online today because the Boss Man said so.